The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And for those of you who like live stream, you probably want to get on the live stream now. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on live stream so you can see Kerry Brook.
Yeah, that's what everyone shows up for.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you.
Like, I'm not handsome enough, you know.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to carry it because I know I'm not handsome.
Right.
So.
Now I'm playing second fiddle on set, and I don't like it.
Well, I guarantee you the number of people watching on the live stream will triple now that they know Kerry Brook's on there.
Although maybe I'm playing third fiddle to mask or eyeliner Fred. That's the sexiest look I've ever seen.
It's very frightening.
So, yeah, I have Fred over my shoulder right here.
Yeah, you like it?
It's a little creepy, isn't it?
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, because that Fred kind of looks like he's looking down, you know, down your shirt.
That's the kind of Fred that'll creep up behind you.
Yeah. He's not real, though.
That's the Fred that if it was my Uber driver, I'd be like, I need to run back inside.
Yeah. You're willing to take that one star for ditching the ride. It's like, it's not worth it.
It's either that or wind up in a trunk somewhere. Yeah,
I am willing to pay the $5.
Yeah, I can't handle that.
So you got an Astros video coming out, right?
I do. That's what we are focusing on this week on our videos on SportsMap is the Astros. Started looking into the team a little bit when it comes to their stats and everything, especially with this. We're in the home stretch, right? I mean, we have 2 weeks left to play. And in a baseball season, when you have 162 games, that's like a half a quarter in football,
it's so
right?
Long.
It is long. But I point out three reasons why I think this team is more intimidating this season than they were last year. You know, without going too much into it, but of course, pitching. I mean, it's strong. I don't need to go into too much detail there. But also, then look, last night you had James Jones get out there, rookie, and he struck out Nelson Cruz twice. And to say that he made a strong, strong case to make a postseason roster would be an understatement.
Yeah, I think that the pitching is significantly better than it was last year. I also think the offense is significantly worse. So I'm not sure if I feel as good going in this year as I did last year. But, I mean, I think they've got – I really don't know that I could say any of the teams who are going to make the playoffs, with the exception of maybe the A's, don't have a chance to be in the World Series. But if it were the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Astros, or the Indians, none of that would shock me.
So to your point, though, the stat that I found extremely fascinating and what I think is most telling going into the postseason is the run differential. They're on pace to be the third best in the divisional era. On pace, I think, 269 run differential so yeah. far. And that is significantly better than they were last year. And as the old saying goes, the best defense or the best offense is great defense, right? So, however, one thing I do not talk about in the video is that that can be hard on the bullpen sometimes. But anyways, go check it out. It's got some good stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm looking at this on the live stream. That really is creepy with the guy, my thing standing behind you there. I mean, it's incredibly creepy.
Last year was, and there's still time for the Astros to surpass what the Indians did last year, but the Indians last year were plus 254 in run differential,
right,
which everyone was like, oh my God, that's just historic. And the Astros are at 251 right now, I think, or
247 as of today.
As of today, okay. I would say if they, I mean, but then the Indians went out in the first round last year. So it's like sometimes it's just a matter of who's hot at the right time, who you run into. That's what I think is so interesting about the playoffs this year is that I don't know if there is a favorite. And it's weird because the Red Sox already have 103 or 104 wins, whatever it is. It should be the Red Sox. They've got probably the two best players in the league on their team. And we're just like, I think they've got as good of a chance as anybody else. But it's
usually the team with the best record doesn't usually win the World Series.
It's true.
Is it weird that I feel better about the Texans' chances against the Red Sox than I do the Indians?
You mean the Astros' chances?
The Astros, yeah, excuse me.
Well,
I think from a pitching standpoint, the Astros are clearly better than the Red Sox.
Yes.
And I'm not so sure that's the case with the Indians.
Well, the Indians, I mean, their staff is just ridiculous. And that's why I feel, the Astros are better with pitching by far than the Yankees are. But can the Astros hit like the Yankees are going to hit? I don't know, especially with Aaron Judge coming back. I mean, the Yankees are already a better hitting team. I really think no matter how good your pitching is, eventually you've got to have some bats show up. And last year, when Chris Sale was on the mound, bats showed up. Is that going to, I mean,
that's because you motivated Bregman.
Yeah. Is Chris Sale going to be bum Chris Sale every time? I tend to think no, because he's probably the best pitcher in the world. So eventually he's going to figure it out.
We say that about Clayton Kershaw every year, though, in the playoffs.
No, I've given up on him. I've thrown him in the trash can. I give up on him being great. But Chris Sale, I haven't seen him blow it enough yet to give up on him. But I just think it's going to be such an interesting playoffs because I don't know who the best teams are. I don't know. I mean, I think everybody's pretty good.
But that's what's fun about baseball, right? Is you kind of get the top tier teams, all the others kind of wash out. So then you get the top tier teams for the postseason, and then you have to go play the seven game series. And I think with the seven game series, you truly get to see who's the best. On both sides, pitching, offense, defense, bullpen, using all the different sectors of the game.
And one thing I like about the Astros is they're playing good baseball right now. They're hot right now. And hotter than the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Indians.
It's kind of what they did last year. They sucked in August, and then they turned it on in September, and they've done the same thing. And yeah, and they've all but put the A's away now.
Yeah, A's are five out.
Yeah. And that's heck, if they don't give up the grand slam the other night, it's more than that. So I think the division race is pretty much over, and it's a matter of getting your pitchers lined up for the playoffs, which they should have them exactly the way they want them. And I think in a five-game series, man, you got to beat Verlander twice, maybe.
Yeah,
that would be tough.
Well, and that's it. I mean, if things hold as they probably are going to, unless the Astros have to play in a wild card game, they will be playing the Indians in the first round, and that's the matchup we will see. So it'll be a lot of good pitching. I think the crazier thing is in the National League, there's like most teams have between 10 and 12 games left. Nobody's clinched a playoff spot yet. Not even like clinched a wild card berth. Like it's the wild west out there. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I kind of like that too.
So you were at the TCU Ohio State game the other night. you said.
I was. It was. That was a fun game. I was there as a fan. I wasn't covering that game. It was.
Were you wearing purple?
I was wearing purple.
Look at you.
I was.
A real fan.
A real fan. Yeah. No, it was a great game. You could definitely feel the momentum shift in that 3 minutes where everything changed for TCU. But fantastic game. I do not think Ohio State is as good as the rankings put them. I would put LSU over Ohio State.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. There's people who are trying to put Ohio State and Clemson, for that matter, in the same discussion as Alabama and Georgia. And no. I don't think they belong there. I said teams that are that good don't. I mean, TCU was, they tore off some big runs, big passes, big special teams plays. That's not what, like, you couldn't do that to Alabama.
Well, what I look at, or what I did look at, was TCU, I think they replaced 4 of 5 offensive linemen, and they made a game out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
And put up points. So that tells me right there, Ohio State is not 4 in the nation.
And Ohio State's defensive line is supposed to be like
the best.
One of the best. 1A with Clemson. I mean, it's, I don't see it.
Mm-mm. And TCU is freaky fast.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game this weekend in Austin.
Who knows? TCU, I mean, when Urban Meyer gets back, that may change, and Ohio State may turn it up to a different level. But so far, I don't see all the buzz around Ohio State. I'm not understanding.
I mean, they're definitely top 20.
Yeah. Oh, I think
maybe even top 15.
I think they're top 10.
Sure. Yeah, I think they're top 10, but I just don't think they're in that discussion with Alabama and Georgia.
And I also would point out the year they won the national championship, they lost a game early. They didn't look good early in the season. Everybody wrote them off, and then as the season went on, they got better and better, and I think you could easily see that again.
And one luxury they have is they've got the best coach not named Nick Saban in the country. And whatever you think of the dude as a person.
And he's coming back with a lot of energy.
Yeah, that dude wins games. And he's going to come back pissed off, is my guess. Mm-hmm. And he's going to start kicking some teams' heads in.
All right. You can follow Kerry Brook at Kerry Brook with a Y and an E at the end.
With a K, not a C.
Yeah, a K on Kerry. I was thinking... Yeah, there's a K at the end of Brooke. Who puts a C at the end of Brooke? Yeah,
who would do that?
Yeah, that would be Brucci.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kerry with a K. KerryBrooke. You can follow her on Twitter.
How are they treating you around here so far?
Great.
Yeah?
I love coming down here. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Has Eric Sandler taken you out to dinner yet? To any of the fancy restaurants?
No, he has given me several recommendations. Every single one has been fantastic so far.
You should tell him he needs to take you out on his dime.
I should.
That guy's making a lot of money. A lot. We're talking close to 7 figures to eat food.
Wow.
I tried to get that job. They wouldn't give it to me. Yeah. It is what it is. But he'll take you out for a dinner. No doubt. To a good one. Not Wendy's.
It was Golden Corral that he went to. Yeah. Don't let him take you to Golden Corral.
Don't let him take you to Golden Corral.
No.
He told me, I'm going to take you someplace real special. We went to Red Robin. I was like, what? What are we doing here?
Yum. If it has a drive-thru, the answer is no.
No? What about Whataburger?
I mean,
you pass up on a trip to Whataburger?
I mean, if I'm going to a good dinner.
Yeah. You get a damn fine dinner at Whataburger. What kind of Texan are you?
I can get that anywhere.
No. You can only get it at Whataburger. You can't get it anywhere, trust me.
No, I can get Whataburger anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, only in Texas. Only in our fair state.
That is very true.
All right. That's Kerry Brook Williamson. She's going to be joining us from time to time, and Bill be doing lots of sports map videos and be popping up all over the place. So check her out, as many of you already did on the live stream. The numbers were...
Perverts.
Yeah. There were like 100 more people than usual on the live stream, which... tells you how that goes.
Oh, yeah. He's not exaggerating, by the way.
Yeah, no.
It went from like 20-something to 145.
It got up to 155 at one point. So,
what's up, Houston?
So great.
Yeah, we have such perverts. I love them.
Kerry Brook will be topless next week on the episode, and that should... But we're also going to be charging a subscription fee by then for the live stream. So,
well, I can guarantee you that won't happen. No?
Well, we will just have we'll have one of those made of you, and we'll paste your head on it. And,
Well, to have one of those on me, you're going to have a picture of me, and you're not going to find anything but fully clothed photos.
Oh, it's 2018. We all have Photoshop. Quit ruining my business plan.
Code red.
Quit ruining my business plan.
Code red.
I was going to share all this money with you, and now look what you're doing. You're driving off our business. You with your morality.
I'm gonna bring some class to this show.
Oh no.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. You came to the wrong show. You might want to start talking to Charlie Polillo. I'm gonna get that around here. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man Centers. If you are sluggish at work, if you're sluggish in the gym, if you're sluggish in the bedroom, you may have low testosterone, and a lot of places will recommend synthetic injections. And Man Centers, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, they don't recommend that. They're trying to focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And no one wants shrinkage. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. That's worse than being sluggish at work. Guys, there's a misconception that if you're having issues, you can just go to any old urology practice. It's not the case. Man Centers is a premier medical practice. They focus on reproductive urology and male fertility. They know the male body. They're treating you the right way. They've got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell, there in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Hey guys, you gonna be grilling this weekend? Well, there's one thing you should be grilling with, and that is Zumos. But not just one thing. You can choose from all their great products, whether it's the Party Time sausage, the Boudin, the Andouille sausage. I mean, they've got so many flavors, so many great things. And guys, they've been doing this since 1908. And everybody in the Golden Triangle knows all about Zumos. And now, you know, they're just killing Houston too. And it's great because they've been doing it since 1908, and they pass it down from family member to family member. And there's a reason that they've been killing it for so long. It's because their food is fantastic. And you can get it at your HEB, you can get it at Kroger, you can get it at Fiesta. Go to your grocery store and look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S on the package. The Party Time sausage is my favorite. You can use it for all kinds of things. If you're just going to grill up some sausage, that's perfect. But we use it for, you know, we use it for breakfast. We use it for homemade pizza, you name it, you know, cookouts, whatever. If you're having people over, it's great. The Boudin is fantastic. If you haven't tried Boudin, this is the one you want to try first, because there's all kinds of ways that you can cook that. And the Andouille sausage, just fantastic. Of course, a blend of meat with Cajun seasoning makes it pair great with all types of Cajun dishes. Once again, you can find all your Zumo products at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S. Make it a Zumos weekend.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. The Legends of Tennis are coming to Houston with the Invesco QQQ. Win a pair of tickets to see John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and James Blake compete in a unique one-night tournament October 5th at the Rice University Tudor Fieldhouse. Win the tickets, and you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party with full buffet, open bar, and a Q&A with the players. Don't miss out on this timeless, unique event. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Let's do at 5:21. We'll do caller 15. I'll give you a couple minutes. We got another one of these to give away, and we also have some Skeeters tickets and Whiskey of the World tickets. So we'll be doing giveaways a lot here for the rest of the show, because that's what we do. HFD guys, thank you for having Marty on. And no, thank you guys for what you do. We're happy to do it. And, you know, a lot of people commenting on how hot Kerry Brook is.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, they got to see her on the live stream.
Hey, I've got a story that I know you're going to love.
Okay.
Do you remember maybe a month ago we talked about a new business in Toronto called Kinky's Dolls?
Yes.
The sex robot brothel.
Yes. You're taking away my gym of the day, but that's okay. I have a backup. Go ahead.
Oh. He's announced his second location.
Yes.
It's our fair city of Houston.
I'm in.
It's our fair city. He says the guy who owns the business says his name's Yuval.
Any relation to our Yuval?
I don't know. I mean, that'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I doubt it, because he said the state...
Our Yuval's a little more... I think he's a little above that.
Yeah, he says the states is a bigger market and a healthier market, and God bless Trump. He says that he doesn't like to call it a sex robot brothel. He likes to call it a showroom that allows people to rent the dolls, test them out, and decide whether or not you want to buy.
That makes sense. Like, you know, test driving a car, right?
Sort of.
Yeah.
It will feature on-site short-term private rentals. There's a coalition of four investors, including an attorney, who said there are no regulations on this type of business. Is this Lawyer Dave? Is he in on it too?
Don't think so.
That'd be pretty cool if he was.
I'd hope I'd get a discount if he was.
Yeah. He said, what do you need to worry? Like, because there's people who are pushing for regulations because they said they need to be concerned about the health of the people. And he says, what do you need to worry about catching from a sex bot? If they're cleaned properly between uses, STDs aren't a concern. So, yeah, it looks like the only rule is going to be there's going to be no child-sized sex bots.
That would be gross.
Yeah.
So.
And these robot brothels, they may, might be legal in 49 states.
Which state has banned them?
Alabama, which could hurt recruiting, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think that's a negative for Nick Saban.
Wait, so you can sleep with your cousins, but you can't sleep with sex robots?
Arkansas.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're confusing your A states. So, yeah, there you go. That's I don't know when exactly this is going to happen, but it looks like we are next in line.
I'm waiting for you, Fred.
Oh, you know what would be the best, Jung? The best thing that could happen would be the new sex robot brothel advertises with us and Fred does live reads for them. That would be the best.
I would be in.
Yeah, I know you would be. That'd be the best. Sorry I ruined your gym of the day, but as soon as I saw that story this morning, I was like, oh my God, Fred is going to be so excited.
Yeah, actually, no.
Let's get this done.
You're not in?
Okay, now maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. We'll have another giveaway at 5:30, okay? So be prepared for that once we clear this one. And Chase said, should have tuned into next week's live stream. One of us will be topless.
That would have been, I guess that's the right move. That should have been the way I handled
it. Then they'd have a 1 in 3 chance of it being her. Oh, well. I don't know that I would actually go to a sex robot brothel, because I wouldn't go to a real brothel. So, well, I've got plenty other gyms of the day today to make up for that.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls, and now's your chance. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Emmy Awards, which were Monday night, which it's weird. Didn't they used to be Sunday night?
They've always been on Sunday night, and they had horrible ratings.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's probably something to do with it.
But there's some Game of Thrones wins, as we would expect. But there's this comedy series I've never heard of that won a bunch of stuff. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either. Game of Thrones won Best Drama, which, you know, I don't think it was their biggest year, but okay. And now the site just crashed that I was looking at.
No, that's
always fun. I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm really glad to see Rick and Morty win the Best Animated.
Congratulations. You feel like you've won.
I do, because that episode is the one that I'll tell everybody, just go watch that. If you don't like that, you won't like the show. It's just like, go listen to the Pepper Spray Incident. If you don't like that, you won't like our show. And that was the one that they won for. Supporting actress Thandie Newton won for Westworld. Did you ever watch Westworld?
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
That assassination of Gianni Versace won a bunch of stuff.
Didn't watch that either.
Jeff Daniels won for Godless, which I don't think I watched either.
You know what I did watch last night?
What's that?
Barry Laminek suggested this to me, and I thought it sounded great, and I'm really sad that I watched it. It's a show called The Push, and it's on Netflix. It's one episode. It's like an hour and 15 minutes long, and it's this, I guess this guy is like a mentalist, and he did an experiment that basically it follows the guy around, and he sets everything that he does is setting this guy up to try to commit murder at the end of the show.
Cool.
So he's hoping that at the end of the show, he's going to ask this guy to do little things, make him feel subservient. And as the show goes on and on and on, at the very end, he's going to ask him to push somebody off a building. And it's shocking. It really makes you question humanity by the end of it. It is a crazy, crazy show. And my wife is like, she was mad at me for making her watch it. She's like, it's not like it was poorly made. She's like, it's really stressful. And it really freaks you out what people are willing to do just because they're asked to do it.
Mm. Is it a documentary?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, yeah. I mean, they don't know that there's a mentalist pulling these strings. Everybody's in on this except the person who's the mark.
So it's good.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. I think it's, I mean, it's different, but I think it's worth a watch. I mean, and like I said, it's just one episode. It's not going to take up too much of your time, but
okay. It's
pretty interesting.
That sounds interesting. All right. At 5:30, we're going to give away more tickets to the Invesco QQQ Legends of Tennis. Win a pair of tickets to see John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and James Blake compete in a unique one-night tournament October 5th at Rice University Tudor Fieldhouse. Win the tickets and you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party with a full buffet, open bar, and Q&A with the players. Don't miss out on this timeless, unique event. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We'll take caller 10 at 5:30. Don't call before then. They will not answer it. Right at 5:30, caller 10. All right. What do I have here?
Light stream.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you need a little extra money to get those tickets if you don't win, you could save it by getting a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And this is so easy. If you've got good credit, it's a great way to save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, lower your interest rate. And they're going to offer you a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with autopay. 5.89% APR with autopay. And most credit cards, the average interest rate's well over 18%. So you're going to save a bunch of money there, depending on how much credit card debt you have. Could be thousands of dollars. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so you could say goodbye to those high-interest credit cards this summer. Start saving with Lightstream. How about this? Blitzers could save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
So heartless. How could you be so Dr. Evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't going to speak, so why we up 3 a.m.?
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. We've been talking about these guys for a while now, and if you have a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably overpaying. You started out getting a great price, but your bill goes up. It always does. You need to work with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service or your data or your speed, just your bill. Week in and week out, they're winning for our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300, or they're going to give you every penny back. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. The savings are real, guys. I'm not making this up. Karen M. from Friendswood saved $2,832 on her TV bill. Ben from Sugarland saved $2,481 on his home insurance. And Arla S. from Houston saved $2,563 on home insurance alone. Simple to get started. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Vincent says, I think I have a good feel for what you guys like. Godless is a must-watch, only 7 episodes. I remember I watched that now. I forgot
you did watch it.
Yeah, that
and
was...
I know season 2 is going to come out pretty soon.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, and I like Westerns. So
I think I watched it, too.
But I'm pretty sure I was drinking a lot when I watched it, so I don't remember a bunch. But once I started reading about it, oh, yeah, yeah, Roy Good, I remember it now. So that was good. Justin says, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is hilarious and worth the binge watch. I think my wife watched that. And somebody on text line asked, Fred, did you get into Canopy stock when you mentioned it a month ago? I did. We got in. Our average price about $28. It's feeling really good this morning. I looked at it. It was up to 55, but we closed at 49 today. So a little bit of a dip there at the end. Not sure what caused that, but I still like, yeah, if it gets down to 40 again, I'd buy more stock. I think that thing's going to continue to grow. 713-780 ESPN with Antonio Brown's tweet and the visible team drama with the Steelers. Any chance Bell bothers to come back before his week 11 deadline? I think he'll be back. At some point, I don't know what the hell is going on there, but I think he's not going to want to keep missing game checks. But, I mean, it's hard to tell what's in the guy's head. And
yeah.
I don't totally hate the idea that he's trying to get the weed out of his system.
I feel like by now it should be out, right?
Yeah, it depends on the last time he smoked it.
Yesterday.
Yeah, Houston Jake says, thanks for having Marty on. We love serving citizens in Houston. Appreciate the opportunity to let them know what's going on. Thanks for your support. Vote yes for Prop B. Behind you guys 100%, man. That's, I just think it's ridiculous. And I don't know what's going on. And Mayor Turner is welcome to come on our show and give his side of it if he wants. But I will have some hard questions for him if he does. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody asked you, do you ever get into crypto? I don't invest in stuff like crypto. It's not my, what we focus on are things we know. So like we have a lot of weed stock and a lot of Garmin stock is where we are. So that's, but those are things that I'm familiar with.
Okay,
but and I have some friends who've done really well with crypto. It's just not, it's not for me. I don't like something that's that volatile. I'm pretty safe. I'm not the. It's funny, for as much as I gamble, stuff like that, I don't gamble with.
Right,
I play it pretty safe. Longhorn asking, is Ozark season 2 as good as the first? I haven't seen either one yet, so I can't speak to that. I plan to watch it at some point. Jerry says, if you haven't, you should check out Ballers on HBO. It's on. I've watched Ballers before. Ballers is one of those shows, if it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't record it and watch every episode anymore. I did the first year.
I record it, but I don't get too worked up if I don't watch it like the day I record it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal for me. It's not one of those things where I have to watch it immediately. It's like, oh, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, usually when they reshow it later in the week, I'll watch it. But I've missed several episodes. It's not one of those that I'm... And I'm actually behind on Better Call Saul by a couple weeks now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which, not that I think the show is bad. It's just, it's not must-see for me right now.
Longhorn Dimitri asks, is Ozark season 2 as good as the first?
Yeah, I already responded.
Maybe better. Okay. I didn't answer on... the tweets, but maybe better. Have you finished it yet?
No, I haven't done season 1 yet.
Have you, Jung? Ozark?
No.
God, you guys are bums. I always watch the crappy shows you make me watch, unless they're science fiction. You never watch my shows. Are you going to watch The Push?
That's not true.
I might give The Push a
What, are you, what a did go you watch tonight. That I recommended?
I'm sure there was something. Well, I don't remember off the top of my head because a lot of these.
There's nothing.
No, that's not true. Well, tell me some things you've recommended, and I'll tell you if I've watched them.
I don't even know.
Well, see, there you go. If you don't know, then how am I supposed to know?
I recommended.
Didn't AJ recommend Banshee?
No. Yeah. No. I was on Banshee first.
Oh, okay.
And it was like four episodes in when AJ got on it. And he did it on his own. Even though I told him, man, you got to watch the show. You got to watch the show. And then he comes in one Sunday. He's watched it, and he says, man, you got to see this show, Banshee. It's like, I've been talking about it for 3 weeks.
I never listened to Fred.
I know. And it was like, you found it. It's like, no, I've been telling you about that.
Yeah, I don't know what else.
But there have been some stuff you've told me to watch. Usually they're on my radar anyway. And then when you mention it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and watch that.
But I do think Ozark season 2 is better. The only thing that pisses me off is there's only 10 episodes and not 12 like the first season.
Yeah, yeah.
And you at the end of episode 10, you're like, that's it? We're stopping here? And it's nonsense.
Well, you're in.
What's crazy about Ozark, they managed to, like, there's a bunch of chicks and none of them are hot. And I'm still interested.
Okay, that's strong.
That's a good sign, right? Usually there's got to be at least one hot chick. Not here.
Travis said you guys watch Jack Ryan yet. I know you have. It's next on my list. I'm going to probably do that. Well, I was going to do it this weekend, but the wife's out of town and she wants to watch it too. So it's probably going to have to wait till she gets back. It's going to Montreal for work, which.
Oh, no. That's like real Canada.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
That's foreign Canada.
Yeah, that's the French Canadians.
Oui. You have a great time in Canada.
Marcia, if you're into thrillers or Stephen King, 112263 is great. Also, Castle Rock. I haven't seen Castle Rock yet. I read the book, and it's loosely based on the Kennedy assassination. The premise was, if you go back and change the assassination, what happens? And it's not good. And I thought the book was really good. It didn't end well, which is disappointing for a Stephen King book. Usually the endings of his books are really good. Although the last three or four I've read haven't really blown me away, but I did like the book. I have not seen that yet. I haven't seen Castle Rock yet either. I need to watch that. But yeah, Bryce says AJ sounds like my wife. You never watch my shows. I'll get into Ozark for you, AJ. And he says, can I get a birthday shout out for the wife? Of course. Chase mentioned Goliath. I watched that.
I don't think I did.
It was it's one of those that the wife started watching and I kind of jumped in and I liked it, but I missed a couple episodes and I didn't feel like I missed anything. So,
man, that's crazy that I'd completely forgotten that I saw Godless.
I did too, until it took me a minute to remember that.
And then I remember, okay, the guy who's his son is there, like now he's on the run from his dad. And
yeah, well, and then Sam Waterston gets blown up. I remember that. That was Julian says his dad just found out he was approved by the state of Oklahoma to grow and sell medical marijuana.
Hey, congratulations.
He left Texas and bought a ranch up there. Good job. That's a good investment. So somebody keeps saying Mayans is really good. I'm just not interested. I'm out on the whole Sons of Anarchy storyline, and I invested enough of my life into that I really just, I'm just not interested in Mayans. And Yellowstone, I did watch.
I did too. Really good.
Yeah, I thought, I was disappointed in the ending of that too. Because I thought it really set up like it was going to finish really strong. But then the next to last episode, I'm like, there's no way they can wrap all this up. And then it turned out to just be a setup for season two.
Right.
Which I didn't even know was coming until then. So, yeah, that was a little disappointing. But the series as a whole was strong. All right, we're going to do another one at 5:45. Don't call before then. It's the playoffs.
When sure, 5:45 or 5:46?
5:45.
Okay.
It's the playoffs. Win a six-pack of tickets to see first-round Game 3 of the Sugarland Skeeters this Friday, September 21st at Constellation Field. The first 500 people in the gate will receive Thundersticks. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com. Get your tickets now and see the Skeeters battle for the Freedom Division title. It'll be caller 5 at 5:45. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. A smart percentage you I'm building with. I
I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Log on to ESPN97.5.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks. Or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a free night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. Summer travel is better than ever at Red Roof. This summer, earn a free night by staying at three separate times at Red Roof. Also tonight, Jimbo Fisher's Texas A&M Coaches Show at 7 p.m. Sports! I miss that guy. I haven't really listened much to the new guy, so I don't know how good he is. But
they're about the same.
Oh, does he sound the same?
Oh, no, they don't sound the same, but it's like, you know, when the Aggies are about to let up a touchdown, it's about the same.
Oh, and he's going to walk into the end.
Not as bad as Mr. I'm blanking on his name. He's not as bad. He offers more commentary.
Ah. So, a couple things.
Dave South.
Oh, Dave South.
Is that a super short break?
No, you just left right near the end of it.
Oh.
A lot of people pointing out that you suggested I watch Longmire, and I did.
Okay.
So there's one. And not only did I love that series, I went and bought a bunch of the books and read those.
No, you ruined it.
No, the books are actually better. They're much more badasses in the books. Like, Henry never has bad things happen to him because he's just kicking people's ass. And then Travis asked if you'd watch Altered Carbon yet. I don't think AJ would like Altered Carbon. It's just, he doesn't like sci-fi type stuff, and, you know, that this one's pretty over the top with the sci-fi. So, I liked it. I thought it was good. I don't know if I'm all in on season two yet, which they are going to do a season two, but it'll be new actors.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
That usually doesn't work out well.
And 832 says, have you seen that if you invest in medical marijuana in Canada, you won't be allowed back in the U.S.? They're not enforcing that, and it's not, if you're a U.S. citizen, they have to let you back in. And by the way, I invested in the New York Stock Exchange. I think that's okay. But yeah, it's because my wife was joking about that. And so, yeah, if you're, technically they can keep you out of the country. They're not going to.
And the stock report we just played at the beginning of the break mentioned cannabis in the stock report. So
did he?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Did he say I was down
It's about time we're starting to make some moves towards that.
Yeah. He didn't say I'm down $3 from yesterday.
I don't think so. I think he said it was up a little bit.
No. Well, it didn't close up today. I have my little Robinhood app here. I'm checking it out. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Where we go to Virginia. Where a man walked into a supermarket Saturday afternoon and promptly pulled down his pants and started rubbing produce on his buttocks. Then he reshelved the produce.
Wasn't there something about rubbing something on their buttocks that we did in Vegas? Like, there was like a story I read out there about something like that?
Yeah, but it wasn't the produce. This guy did produce. I don't remember what that was, but... he picked up the produce, pulled down his pants, rubbed it on his buttocks, and replaced it on the shelf. Michael Dwayne Johnson was arrested.
The Rock?
Michael Dwayne.
Dwayne the Rock
Dwayne Johnson?
Well, I think this guy is probably the...
His muscular buttocks must have just destroyed those avocados.
He was arrested inside the supermarket. What do you think? You think he can put a cucumber up there?
He could.
Mm. He was charged with indecent exposure and destruction
It'd
of property.
Come out as a pickle.
Giant store workers had to destroy several pallets of produce.
I mean, you should wash your produce anyway, but this is exactly why they recommend you wash your produce.
Did he like rub it and said, can you smell what I'm cooking?
Can you smell what the guys. Sock,
guys.
Is cooking? Yeah.
Do you smell what my
Well, no, I know.
Don't go there.
Don't go to Gamecock, no.
Okay.
I knew that's where you were going.
All right. Fine.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Man, this show is flying by today. It's almost 6 o'clock already. So... 713-780-ESPN. He says the Deuce and Snowfall are legit. I tried to watch Snowfall. Didn't really
I watched season one of Snowfall, and I liked it. I just haven't had time to get into season two yet.
And I watched a couple episodes of the Deuce this weekend, and okay. Just didn't really capture me. It's almost like I'll give it two shows generally. Like, the first show always sets everything up, right? And then in the second show, you better have a holy bleep moment.
Yeah.
So, if that doesn't happen, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm moving on. And yeah, everybody says you should give Rick and Morty a try, which, while not up your alley, it is the funniest show on TV.
I might watch it. I don't like cartoons.
Just watch the Pickle Rick episode. That's it. It's like 24 minutes of your life. If you don't think it's the funniest thing you've ever seen, I'll never bother you again.
All right. Pickle Rick.
He turns himself into a pickle.
That sounds...
Because he can.
It sounds brilliant.
Well, just, you have to watch it.
Okay.
Because it is. And it makes fun of therapy. It makes fun of... It's up your alley, I think. All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. You know what? Let's do this last giveaway. At 557. This is a good one. Caller number 10 at 5:56. Don't call before then. You're going to get Whiskeys of the World tickets. Saturday, September 22nd at the Silver Street Studios. Whiskeys of the World Expo brings together distillers from around the world to share their finest spirits and knowledge with whiskey enthusiasts. Discover the art of whiskey in the company of connoisseurs and whiskey celebrities. Hundreds of whiskeys to sample, plus seminars, food, and cigar pairings. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. 5:57. There you go. Done. I noticed Barry won a couple of, not Barry Laminack, but Barry, the series on HBO, the main character won Best Comedy, and Henry Winkler won for Best Supporting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Fonz, back in the game.
He was pretty good, yeah. That show was okay.
I don't think I've even watched it.
It was okay. I mean, I
comedy,
thought it was,
right?
It's comedy, and it's a really good premise, and it's got some actors I like. And so it wasn't bad. It's not one that I'd go, wow, but it wasn't bad.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Ryan, who back in May wasn't a company man because he was a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his IT career, doing something that he loves, making some real money, driving a company car. That could be you. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have any computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career, that is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.